In the neighborhood where my family and I walk our dog every night, there are multiple houses that have signs in their front yard congratulating their son or daughter who's graduated college or high school this year. You see it on the windows of cars parked on the street. It's very clear that families are finding novel ways to celebrate the accomplishments of their sons and daughters during this era of the novel coronavirus. My question for you is, how is your family celebrating a college or high school grad in lieu of an in-person commencement or graduation? And if you are the graduate, first of all, we would like to pay tribute to you for your accomplishment. That's wonderful news. And also to find out how your family or your friends celebrated it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. From the Los Angeles Times, higher education reporter Teresa Watanabe joins us. She's been writing about this and closely following how young folks have been celebrated. Teresa, thank you for being with us.
Hey, hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thanks. I assume Zoom and sort of online parties have been one of the ways, but what are some of the other creative ways that graduations have been celebrated?
Well, a couple of really interesting creative virtual celebrations that I looked at and covered was USC's virtual graduation. It was a kind of an amazing, over-the-top virtual experience where they had everything from, you know, a countdown to video footage of the campus to new hashtags. And they had a video of the chancellor, or I'm sorry, the president. They had Instagram photos. They created a memory book, separate pages. And what was really amazing was that it gave these students the chance to experience their moment in a way that took a little bit of the sting out of the fact that their in-person graduation is going to be postponed. I think one of the funnest things of the USC virtual graduation was the very end where they had the famous Trojan marching band, and individual performers had recorded themselves playing their parts, and then they stitched it all together at the very end to play the Fight On song and the Conquer song. And so that gave it a very creative end.
That's great. I can hear it. The power of that acclaimed band. What a wonderful way of doing it. Well, I'd love to hear from listeners. We already have a full phone bank of people who want to tell us how their graduation were celebrated or how they celebrated a grad in their household. Miles in Atwater Village. First of all, from where did you graduate?
Graduated from San Francisco State University.
Congratulations. What'd you get your degree in?
Communication studies.
Ah, sounds good. All right, so maybe we'll see you in this business. You never know. How did you celebrate your accomplishment?
Well, my parents sent me a nice bottle of French champagne, and we sat outside in the backyard and had a good sip.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, did you connect up with your parents when you did it, or was just you and your roommates, or...?
It was me and my roommates, but my parents and I, we have a Zoom call between my little brother who lives in Brooklyn and my parents who live in Mill Valley up in Northern California.
All right. Miles, congratulations. That's terrific. San Francisco State University graduate. Rena in Los Feliz, from where did you graduate this year?
Hi. Yes, I graduated from Loyola Marymount University.
Congratulations. In what major?
What? I majored with a degree in studio arts.
Very, very good. Okay, so what did your family do with you?
Yeah, so my mom and I had a ceremony in our apartment. We had a Zoom call with my whole family. My mom was the commencement speaker. I was the valedictorian. and then we had a little ceremony where some of my friends who are also graduating, we called their names out with some of their accomplishments. I had my cap and gown on. I walked across the stage, and it was just a really fun event. And some of my family members who were not able to come to California for my graduation came to this. So it was a really, really amazing, unforgettable ceremony.
Unforgettable is right, Rena, because I would bet for the family members who attended that, it'll of course be memorable for you and your mom, but for those other family members, this may be the most memorable graduation they ever attend.
Yeah, and my great-grandparents who live in Virginia would not have been able to come, and we set up Zoom and got them on it just for this. And now we do Zoom calls with them almost every week. So it really has opened up our world for Zooming and also just kind of having a great way to celebrate.
Rena, it sounds great. Thank you and congratulations. And it sounds like a wonderful thing that you and your mother put together. Thank you for joining us. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. If you graduated from high school or college this year, or you have a graduate in your household, share with us how you honored the graduate. What were the ways that you gave some sense of the significance of their accomplishment and how much family and friends were behind them in doing that? Let's see, we have Michelle in Mar Vista. Michelle, from where did you graduate?
I graduated from Cal State Long Beach.
A 49er, very good. Okay, and how did you celebrate?
Well, my cousin and I, who are very close, we set up a Zoom date with each other for Saturday night. And when I logged on, my whole family was there waiting from all over LA. And my aunt and uncle from Texas were even logged on to congratulate me in the Zoom call. It was really sweet. And then my best friend, she graduated over the winter. She was waiting to walk the stage this spring, but that didn't happen. So one of our colleagues actually invited us over for a backyard celebration. Just a few of us, and we cracked open a bottle of champagne and had some cake. It was sweet.
Oh, that's great. Did it help make it rewarding and fulfilling for you, or did you feel in any way like you were missing out in not having an in-person graduation?
I was really looking forward to walking the stage because I didn't have the chance to walk in high school, so I definitely feel like I missed out on that sort of momentous occasion, but my family and friends made me feel really special, and I don't regret it. It was really great.
All right, wonderful. Michelle, congratulations graduating from Cal State Long Beach. Thank you so much. Mara in Northridge, your daughter graduated on Sunday?
Yes, my daughter graduated from Wesleyan in Connecticut, and we had lots of plans that of course got canceled, and she was so upset about it being canceled, and she was determined not to be with us on that Sunday, but I implored her and begged her, and she was with us. We watched the virtual commencement from the college. It was absolutely pathetic and lame. It was such a disappointment. But what she didn't know is that we had asked lots of family and friends from all over the country to send in videos, and I put together a 25-minute customized commencement for her with the video, and there were tears and balloons and cake, and she was just quite blown away by how loved she felt, and also by the substitute that she can now show to all of her friends. And she said, you never would have made this video if we'd had the actual commencement. So we have this keepsake of this video with messages that that were actually better than the commencement messages from the scheduled speakers. So I'm glad that we have that to remember, because the actual commencement offered by the college was really pathetic.
What did it lack, Mara?
Well, for one thing, they advertised that they were going to have the Reverend Dr. William Barber, who's quite renowned. He's our modern-day Martin Luther King, and we were all excited. Well, it turned out that all they did was they posted a speech that he had made in March that he had offered to other colleges, and was just sort of a cut and paste. And then the other two commencement speakers, one of them was essentially in her pajamas in her backyard. And basically, I think this is a direct quote, don't be a racist was probably the best thing she said, which is a great message.
Always good advice.
No prepared words. And the other speaker was a very nice guy, Bradley Whitford, but he was sitting in his home office that was filled with clutter, and he had Tupperware boxes with Post-its on it. It was very didn't feel kind of like a special occasion, but his words were very thoughtful, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, he's a very thoughtful guy and always has a lot to say. Mara, well, it sounds like you saved the day. You're mother of the week with what you did for your daughter for a graduation from Wesleyan. Please share with her our congratulations from all of us at Air Talk. That's Mara in Northridge. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I just got emailed photos of a special Seal Beach graduation. We're going to talk about that. Wow, this is quite elaborate. So I'll share that with you. And again, we're taking your calls. If you're a high school or college graduate this year, how was it celebrated? What'd you think of what was done? And if you have someone who you live with who you were celebrating, what all did you put on for your daughter, son, or family member? 866-893-KPECC. Back in a minute. How did you celebrate your graduation this year when you couldn't have an in-person event? Or what did you do for a graduate you're close to help make that day special for her or him? Lisa emailed us here at Air Talk, College Park West in Seal Beach, celebrating our Los Alamitos High School graduation with a parade and graduation ceremony in the neighborhood. They actually took over the residential street. One dad is a high school teacher. He gave a speech. I'm a speech-language pathologist, and one of my longtime students is in the group. I wore my regalia. Thank you for doing this. And there are wonderful photos of them sitting at their chairs set up. They did their own distanced in the street graduation in Seal Beach. So nice to see. 866-893-KPECC. Joanne in Los Alamitos. Joanne, what did you do?
Well, actually, I'm a teacher in the same district as the person that you just read about.
Oh, great.
We're out on the streets. All the teachers were out. We had 534 cars parading through our little community, and it was quite an incredible experience with the police and the fire with their alarm sirens going off, and everybody was out applauding all of our seniors. It was really incredible. They were all in cap and gown, and we got to see what colleges they were going to because they plastered banners on their cars labeling the schools they were going to. It was really quite wonderful. It was really quite a community experience.
Joanne, that sounds great. And do you think part of the fact that Los Alamitos is kind of a small town in the middle of, you know, this large megalopolis, it made the feeling more intimate to be able to do this?
Absolutely, because all of our students go to one high school. So we have two middle schools and one high school, and only five elementary schools. So we know the kids as they go through. And a lot of our faculty live in the district and have students that have gone through the schools here and have graduated. So we are really just a big community of one big family, really. And we actually have multi-generations where the homes were built in the 50s. The grandparents still live there. Their children have bought houses in the district, and now we may even have a third generation buying houses in the community.
So it's wonderful.
It's Seal Beach, Los Alamitos, Rossmore. It's a three little communities together in one school district.
Joanne, thank you so much for sharing that. We appreciate it. Karen in Altadena, your nephew, I understand, just graduated from high school online. Share with us what you did to celebrate what he accomplished.
Well, I'm driving a pizza home to him right now. He's having pizza for lunch. He actually just finished up, Larry, about an hour and a half ago. He's had the most incredible special needs instructor that's been working with him for 5 years and worked really, really hard. You know, it didn't look like it would happen there for a while, but today's the day where he finished up. And so tomorrow, he doesn't know any of this yet, we've put together a drive-by parade for him, and he has friends and relatives from all over the country that are putting together they're creating their little video clips today, and his instructor is going to create a video for him, and he's got friends making homemade apple pies for him, so we are
That's
really
great.
Going to celebrate. And then, starting next, I believe on the 17th, he will be going to Pasadena Community College. So it's an incredible accomplishment.
Wow. He's going to be a Lancer at PCC. Karen, do you mind mentioning his first name?
Yes, his name is Nick.
Nick. All right. Would you give him, when you tomorrow have a chance, give him all of our congratulations. We wish him the best. And what a wonderful accomplishment for him. And great he's enrolled to start PCC in the fall. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. I will do. Take care.
Thanks. Karen in Altadena. What wonderful stories. Joining us, Teresa Watanabe of the Los Angeles Times Higher Education Reporter. Teresa, it's wonderful to hear these stories, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And it's great that there's been so much celebration that's being created by families, because I know a lot of students initially were so devastated when they heard that the in-person ceremonies were going to be canceled or postponed. So it's really heartwarming to hear that everyone is doing their best to still make it a special moment.
We had the one caller who was kind of down on what Wesleyan did for their virtual graduation. You mentioned the extraordinary one USC put together. Have there been ones that people have been critical of?
Well, I do have a friend whose daughter graduated from Yale, and they were kind of depressed. They didn't think that it came off very well, especially after all the pomp and circumstance that USC had put together. And, you know, so there is that. There is definitely a sense that that even as good as virtual ceremonies are, they are no replacement for in-person. So, in fact, a lot of the campuses are postponing their in-person, but they are still promising that when it's safe to gather again, they will get together and do it properly.
All right. And we just got an email from Thomas who said, we celebrated our son Paris's graduation from NYU with an old-fashioned car hop at Bob's Big Boy in Toluca Lake. Wasn't the same as 40,000 people at Yankee Stadium, but it was fun, and he's in pictures too. Thomas, thanks very much. Hey, Bob's Big Boy, that's great. And also go to the Friday Night Car Show there. That's a special event. Teresa, thank you so much for sharing what you've been writing about with these special observances for college and high school graduations. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. Take care, Larry.
Thank you. Teresa Watanabe of the Los Angeles Times, Higher Education Reporter. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm back with you live at 10 o'clock for Air Talk. Then at 11, it's Film Week. Our critics have a whole host of streaming and video on demand films to talk about. We look forward to you joining us then. Have a wonderful afternoon. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next.